A boy went outside in the wintertime without a sweater on, and he, what, cold?
He got cold.
Okay, and if he was sick, he what?
He took a cold.
Okay, and if a person talks like this, he's...
He hoarse.
Okay, and...
He got a cough, a bad cold.
Okay, when the alarm goes off in the morning, it's time to...
Get up.
Let's see, if a child is asleep and he has to leave for school in 15 minutes, you'd say, somebody better, what, that child?
Somebody better wake him up.
Okay. Now, if a doctor gave you some medicine and then he came back and he found out that the bottle was still full, he might say, haven't you, what, your medicine yet?
And you taken on that medicine?
Okay, and you might say, yes, indeed I have. I what it this morning?
I took it this morning.
Okay. If a person can't hear very well, he's...
He's deaf.
Okay. If you're working hard on a hot day, maybe a lot of water would come out of your body. You're
sweating.
Okay. Let's see, a sore that might have a white head on it. It's, what do you call that? It's bigger than a sore that's bigger than a pimple.
Oh yeah, we call them rises.
Okay. And what's the substance inside a rising?
Pus.
Okay. If my hand was infected, well, my hand was infected and it got big, it what?
Swelled up.
Okay. And so it was really...
Swollen.
All right. Let's see. You say, today he sweat a lot, and yesterday he... Would you say sweat or sweated?
Let's see. Today he sweat a lot, yesterday he sweated a lot.
Okay. A person shot with a gun received a bullet...
Bullet wound.
Okay. Around the edges of a wound, sometimes the skin kind of stands up, or it... Maybe it has to be cut away. What would you call that? You have a word for that? I don't know if I'm describing it right. Have you heard of proud flesh?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of proud flesh.
Well, now, what is that exactly?
Well, I always heard that was more or less dead flesh.
Dead flesh?
Uh-huh. Proud flesh is dead flesh.
Okay. Around the wound?
I was in a VA hospital when I had that first back operation, and the little fella had an operation there and got infected, and... got that prior flush in it, and they're taking these maggots and put four or five of them in there. And those maggots, you know, they don't eat nothing but dead flesh. They don't eat live flesh. And when they clean all that dead flesh out, well, they're taking them out then. And healed up and got well. They use them in these hospitals.
That sounds like such an awful thing.
It sure does, but they do it. That fella said that the tub is itching and gnawing and feeling in there. He ever had them things working in there, you know. Crawling and eating away at that stuff.
That's awful.
But they sure use them. That's the first time I've ever seen her tell her.
Uh-huh.
But you can ask some medical man now, he'll tell you about that.
Let's see, if you got a cut, you might put Mercurochrome on it, or you might put...
Iodine.
What thing is used for malaria? What kind of drug?
I think they use sulfa drugs for that, don't they, do they?
Well, I don't know. They used to use something that begins with a Q.
Oh, wait a minute now. They give us tablets in the service for that. And I can't think what's in the...
If a person is no longer alive, he...
Dead.
Okay. Did you know any... If somebody didn't want to say that, if somebody didn't want to say he died, they might say it another way.
He passed away.
Okay. Can you think of any other ways of saying that? Or any... Maybe any sort of... slang terms, like he kicked the bucket off.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Any others have you heard?
That's about all I know of. He dead, he passed away, he kicked the bucket.
Okay.
How are we getting along?
We're doing fine. We've got these pages and then we're through.
Well, I just want to know how you're running along.